Welcome to Christ Unveiled, a five-minute daily podcast brought to you by Paul White Ministries. Here to unveil the loveliness of Jesus is Pastor Paul White.
You know, I've had the question asked, is there limitations on what you can and cannot do under grace? Because people that come into the message of grace, what I call radical grace, most have come out of radical law. They've come out of an oppressive, works-based Christianity where they did the right thing, they got blessed, but if they did the wrong thing, they got cursed, everything from their money to their health, and they could even go to hell. They would believe that they could lose their salvation. So that Christianity was a life of sort of stress-filled religion. And a lot of people read their Bible and prayed and went to church and gave, not because they loved it, but because they felt like they had to. And when they come into the message of grace, they feel that chain of religion lifted, but they don't in any way want to go out and sin. They want to live right for God. Yet, they want to know, are there parameters? Here's my answer, my short answer, to are there parameters. Paul already answered it. So I love to go back to the Bible and use established answers instead of just trying to create my own. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, all things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any of them. Now, this shows me that though Paul felt all things were lawful, we could say it this way. If all things are lawful, nothing is unlawful. Could you agree? All things are lawful, then nothing is unlawful. So Paul is saying, there is nothing unlawful for me. I'm a believer. I'm a child of God. I'm a grace man. And as a grace man, there's nothing off limits to me. However, I do place limits on my own liberty. It's grace that places them on me, and here's the kind of limitations that are on me. Though everything is lawful to me, not everything is expedient. The word expedient is closer to our word profitable. So Paul is saying, though it's not wrong, not everything I could do would profit me. Now notice the beauty of grace's limitations. Grace doesn't say to you, cross this line, go to hell. Cross this line, you get cursed. But grace says to you, there's no line. But if you do this, you don't grow. You don't get better. Okay, let's take it a step further. Not all things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. Last half of the verse. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any of them. So here's another grace limitation. I can do whatever I want. There's nothing unlawful for me. However, I realize that there are some things that if I do them, they will own me. And I will not own them. And if they're going to own me, then they're going to tell me when to get happy and when to get sad, when to wake up and when to go to sleep, when to be discouraged and when to be depressed. And if that happens, then somebody else controls me. And you know what? I don't want to be dominated by anything. So though it wouldn't be unlawful for me to do it, I don't think I can control myself if I do it. Therefore, that's a limitation on my liberty. Does grace have limits? Sure. They're not written in the sand. They're not a black and white line that says, do this, don't do this. But Paul felt that they existed. He felt like every believer needed to know that if they couldn't grow by what they were doing, they were wasting their time doing it. If they felt like they would be taken over by what they were doing, they shouldn't be doing it. He adds another one in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23, when he says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. That's very similar. We just read that one. But listen to this one. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. And the Greek there is deeper than they don't just edify me. That one's already covered in expedient. This one means they don't edify anybody else. So Paul puts a third limit on his own liberty. And he says this, grace leads me to do all things. However, there are things that I'm not going to do because if I do them, they will not build up my brother. They will hinder my brother. They will hurt my brother. They won't hurt me. I won't be dominated by them, but he might. And if that be the case, I limit my own liberty at wherever it limits someone else's. Church, so important is it for us to know grace has set us free. But let's put limits that are biblical limits on our liberty where they stop helping us, where they start hurting other people, and where we never grow by them. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast version of Christ Unveiled. For more information about our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.